Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning. The show can be contaminated.
Well, hello, and welcome to this edition of Your Half Hour Inspirational Program. This is, in fact, a component of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, which is every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tonight, we're doing the Your Half Hour Inspirational Program, and we're going to be doing that for the next 30 minutes. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker, and this is what we have for you tonight. Tonight's topic is, what does it mean to grow spiritually? In other words, spiritual growth. What does that really, really mean? Well, we have so many people who come over the various airwaves, and they talk about different strategies and different ways of spiritual growth. Listen, I think all of it has to do with your personal relationship, your walk with God, and how you perceive God to be the creator. I just believe that there is something greater than ourselves, something that caused it all to be, something that caused it all to come into existence. This is what I strongly believe. And so many people, go throughout life not having a clue of how it all began, where did it all come from, why did it happen the way that it did. But I am a strong believer that there is something greater than man, because we can't, no matter what we do, no matter how hard we try, we can't stop death. We can maybe to some degree change our lifestyle and live differently. We can perhaps change our lifestyle to reflect on living a good model life, whatever you deem that to be. Some people don't drink, and they feel that by them not drinking, that they are in fact living a model life. Some people don't smoke, and to them, they feel that they're living a good model life. And then you have those who perhaps don't use profanity. I mean, it all comes down to your own personal relationship with God, how you see it, how you embrace that, how you hold on to that, and what you want to share. I think it becomes very important that we, when it comes to spiritual growth, and the meaning of that, I believe it becomes very important that you look for yourself. You search, especially if you're of age, and you owe it to yourself to grow spiritually. Now, I'm of the opinion that we are spiritual beings, that we're having a human experience, and this body that we have causes us to have that human experience. But I believe that the body is not all that there is. It's not our total makeup. I believe that our makeup encompasses the spiritual component. And I believe, just like the Bible says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. You know, that which we learn about God, that spiritual element. I think that when we involve ourselves spiritually and we embrace that, and we find out, whether it's through meditation, reading our Bible, but somehow or another, I think that being still in the course of a day, being still so that we can embrace the greater being, the higher being, so we can connect to our Creator. I think that that becomes so important. So spiritual growth for me means that, you know, you have decided, excuse me, that you have decided, you know what, I want more. I want to be in tune. I want to be in touch with that spiritual aspect of who I am. That's what I want. I want to find out, God, help me to be in touch with you. Help me to communicate with you, the Creator, so that I can understand your will, your purpose for my life. You have given us free will, and that's so important for us. Now, help me to understand so that I can manifest your glory, because I think that's what it comes down to, manifesting God's glory, because we're created for his purpose. He has given us free will. And I'm just prone to believe that once we embrace God's, you know, his righteousness, you know, and we seek that wholeheartedly, then I do believe that all of these other things will be added unto us. I believe that God has blessed us already beyond measure, because when you wake up every morning, it's a gift, the gift of life. Every morning you're waking up. And I think that that becomes so important, so vital to our being. But there is a spiritual side that I think a lot of us are missing out on, because we are not in tune, not in touch with that component. We think that it's just about the physical component, which requires us to eat this food, eat that food, and we should be healthy and so forth and so on. But I think that there's more to it than just that. That's the physical food. I believe to feed the spirit, you can only feed the spirit with spiritual food. So the question becomes, how do you grow spiritually? How do you grow spiritually? Again, getting in touch and in tune, meditation is even a process. Take time out of your daily schedule. Take time out to set aside some time where you can meditate, where you can just focus almost on nothing but the energy around you, the creation. Focus on that. Put your mindset into how wonderful, some positive ways of thinking, how wonderful it is to have been created by a loving being, by a loving God, a loving Father who has created all of it. And oftentimes we run into problems as humans because we ourselves are trying to create God, an image of God, so to speak, because we're thinking, well, how did he do this? How did he do this? How did he do that? Why does he do this? Why does he do that? We're trying to create an image. And that's the challenge. That's the problem that a lot of people who have created gods for themselves in terms of images, idols, they're looking for something that they can bow down and worship. Well, what I can't understand is, how can you worship something that you created instead of worshiping what created you? And even though you can't see it, see, man has a tendency of wanting to see things for them to believe it. But it's about that which you can't see. It's almost like the faith that he tells us to have. The substance of the things that you can't see, even though there's no evidence necessarily that we can point to, but still there's hope. Hope for the things. There's hope. So when we put our faith out there to say, I know that there's something greater than me. There's something greater. There's something that placed the sun where it is, the moon where it is. There's something behind all of this. And there's a good likelihood it's caught up into the spiritual world, because it's not in the physical world. It's in the physical world in terms of what we can see. But as far as the creation of it, I believe that that's in the spiritual realm. I believe that's where it is. That's that spiritual element. And I believe that we can hear the voice of God. when we take time out to be still, the Bible even tells us, says to be still and know that I am God. So if you want to grow spiritually, this is going to be a daily challenge for you. You know, do some meditation. Read your Bible. You know, but just take some time out to be in tune. Ask questions throughout your meditation. Be grateful throughout your meditation. Oh, I'm so grateful that you allowed me to have another day on this planet. Help me to do good throughout this day that you have given me. And I think that when we show a spirit of gratitude and gracefulness and thankfulness, I think that that makes us feel even better. So if you're walking around with a dead spirit, then perhaps there's something wrong. And sometimes we find people who are often in church, but they don't go around like they're pleasant. When your spirit is alive, when you are in tune with that spiritual side of you, and that physical side also is together, I believe when they come together, you have almost like a perfect match, because now you're in tune with the spiritual element, which is the being that you are, in my opinion, coupled with the physical part, which is what we can see. Then I think that when you put those two together, the spirit and the body, and they're being properly fed and nourished and cultivated, I believe that that energy, I believe that when you are feeding your spirit with the right things, I mean, if you're out there spiritually and you're engulfed into a lot of negativity, then that's what's going to come out of your spirit. If you're involved with negative behaviors and you're dealing with this on a daily and consistent basis, then I believe there's a good likelihood that this is what's going to come out of you. Your being that spirit person will bring out that which is in you. That's what you're going to bring out. That spirit-filled person, whether you feed your spirit with good things or negative things or bad things, that's what's going to come out. If you're that happy person on a daily basis, if you feed yourself with nice music that feeds your spirit, whether it's church music, whether it's classical music, whether it's jazz, whatever feeds your spirit through your meditation to put you in touch with your inner self, with your spiritual being, your spiritual self that's connected to the creator of the universe, I believe, then I think that you're going to demonstrate that. But if you're taking on negativity in your spirit, you're feeding your stuff with negative things that you read, with that mindset, then I think that that's what's also going to come out, and it's going to reflect a negative attitude, a negative spirit in you. And that's who you will be, and your food and the cells will all be caught up with that animalistic behavior that seems like there's no control to it. But again, if you feed yourself with loving thoughts and you want to do good naturally and by your nature of wanting to just do good, then I think that that's what you should concentrate on. And the more and more you tend to do that, I believe that's how we start to grow spiritually. And that's what it means. To me, it means that little by little, we cultivate, we learn what spirituality is. So a starting point is, look at the definition of what spiritual growth means. That's a starting point. I'm not going to go through it all on tonight's broadcast. But I would say a starting point is, look at what it means to be spiritual, a spiritual person. Do your research. Don't depend on somebody to just tell you what it is, because they're telling you what it is for them. All of us have free will. All of us have our own personal communications and with the universe, with the creator of the universe. And so I encourage each person that's listening under the sound of my voice to find out how you can be in tune, how you can be in touch with your spiritual person, with the creator of the universe. Somebody created it. And I call him Father. I call him God. Someone created it. Someone that's greater than me. I mean, I have no powers to put a sun up in the sky or the moon in its place. I don't have any power to bring water to the oceans or part the Red Sea other than what he may give me, you know, to do various miracles on earth. But I've heard no one other than a creator who can put the sun in its place or the moon in its place and the stars in the galaxy. So there's something behind all of this. We don't see it in the physical world, but I believe it's there in that spiritual world. There's another dimension, and it's that spiritual dimension which also we are a part of. We're part of that spiritual dimension. And it's just that we have a difficult time accepting things that could possibly exist in a spiritual dimension because we're so accustomed to wanting to see and believe. And that's why sometimes it's hard to have that degree of that small element of faith that the Bible asks us to have, the size of a mustard seed. And so I begin to just tell you, if you want to grow spiritually, take time out. You know, nobody can tell you when you should take time out, how much time you should take. But for me, it's like early morning where I just want to just clear my mind, meditate, and be grateful. And not so much that I'm concentrating on the events or the activities scheduled for that day, but I just want to free my mind and just be so gracious and thankful for life, another day of life, another day to make decisions in this day that can affect my future, another day that I could actually help someone by planting a seed into their spirit, a positive seed. You know, and I think that that's what we should concentrate on. How can we help? How can we help? Grow spiritually by concentrating on what you need to do for yourself, by looking up, researching spiritual growth, and find out what it means, and it will, and then develop your own methodology, your own strategy, your own way of thinking of what it means to you. But again, for me, it's early morning where I'm fresh from sleeping, and I'm up, and I'm grateful because it was another day of life, and you want to embrace that, and you look forward to that day. Whether you got to go to work, even if it's a job that you don't want, you've got choices. You can work through that job or work at that job until you can do better, but you have choices, and then you can set time frames. With that spiritual growth, you ask God, listen, God, I'm coming to you every day. I'm feeding my spirit, man. I'm feeding my spirit, woman. And I'm reading your Bible. I'm studying your word. I'm meditating. I'm being grateful. I'm being thankful. And, you know, as you begin to do that and you do it regularly, before you know it, I believe your attitude will change. I believe your personality will change. I believe your outlook on life will change. And I believe that you will change. I think you'll even start to feel better. And I do believe that. And I believe that you will become so radiant inside with this new change that's come about you that you have perhaps not experienced before consciously or cognitively. Then I think that you'll start to say, well, you know what? I want to do this more often because I see my life has changed for the better. And as a result, I'm going to just go here and I'm going to do this, and you want to be grateful for it. And then, now there's a challenge because the enemy doesn't want you to understand your spiritual component. And so they will come and do everything that they possibly can to try to interfere with that process. And so what you want to be able to do is you want to be able to do it even more. You want to go out even more and meditate on the thing because you'll start to feel better. your outlook on things, I think, will begin to change. Chances are you will look and say, wow, the things that used to bother me, they don't bother me like they did. That's amazing. That's spiritual growth. That's spiritual growth. When you're putting yourself in touch with your meditation and taking on a new way of thinking, because now you're starting to get in touch with that spiritual being that lives inside of you. You are, and we are, parts of nature. We're part of this. It's all connected. And don't make any mistake about it. It's all connected. That's the way that I believe the Creator had it. It's all connected. And it's working for your good. You know, and it's just like what you put into your body. If you put the wrong in feeding that physical body, if you're going to go out there and you're going to put in the wrong things consistently in your body, your body is, and it starts to feel bad, you get headaches or your stomach ache, you know, your body is telling you, this is not what belongs in this system. You're giving me the wrong thing in this system. And it's trying to reject it by telling you something's wrong. You have an internal system that was created innocently, perfectly. And when we're going against that which the body requires, we're hurting our own self. We're not in alignment with what the natural elements of life are. Now, we have a free choice. We can put the wrong things in our body. At some point in time, it's going to catch up with you. At some point in time, there's no doubt it's going to catch up with you. It's just a matter of time. And it's the same way when we go through life without feeding that spiritual person, that spirit man, that spirit woman. It's just a matter of time before that spiritual element of that person dies out because you failed to feed it. Because you are a spiritual being having human experiences, which you fail to recognize. That's why the world, I believe, is in such turmoil, because we don't realize our connection to the universe. We're part of this planet. That's who we are. We're a part of this. And you've got that spiritual element, which we can't see, but you got it's there. And then you've got the physical element, which is what we go by, is what we can see. But the power is in the unseen. That's where the power is. It's in the unseen. And when you begin to tap into that spiritual part, there will be power beyond measure, because the spiritual part has no limits. There's no limits to the spiritual element. But with the physical, yes, there are limitations. You see, it's just like a thought. If you think the right thoughts, you know, if you're interested in, they talk about laws of attraction. For a man, if he thinks about this woman, you know, someone that, and then he begins to say, well, okay, this is my strategy to see if I can get this woman. And then, you know, and it's within reach. Or to some people, it's beyond reach. But if it's for you, you go into your thought. If you don't get that particular woman, you will get a woman. You get a woman. If it's a job that you want, if you connect with that spiritual aspect, that job's going to happen. It's going to happen. If you want to ace a test out there, you connect with your spiritual side. There's another side, that spiritual side, and it has a lot to do with faith and your works, connecting those two together. You're going to pass those tests if it's for you. If you, and you've got to, your works are making that sacrifice. But a lot of things go on in that spiritual world that you don't even realize that's happening out there. That spiritual world, that's where the power is. It's right within that thought. A thought is a very powerful tool. Just a thought. You got it before, I would say, the Ford brothers came out with the cars. There had to be a thought that came into their minds. There had to be a thought. when it came to the computers, computers, somebody had to have there was a thought. And you modeled that perhaps from the brain with the memory and so forth and the various capacities. There was a thought before the airplane, the Wright brothers. You know, you look at birds, there was a thought. Wow, well, gee, if birds can fly, if we can put something in the sky and call it a plane, put wings on it, like to model a bird, it had to be a thought is powerful. But that thought takes place in the spiritual world, which is within sometimes the physical world. That you get that? Follow me now. That thought took place in the brain, which encompasses that physical world, which is a part of the spiritual world, the unseen, but it manifests itself into the physical world. Now, that is deep. There was a thought that came from seemingly nowhere, but it was a powerful piece because it operated from the spiritual realm, and that's what spiritual growth is about. When you start to connect, you're going to have all sorts of thoughts that will come about, especially when you begin to meditate and you begin to focus, you begin to concentrate on that spirit man, on that spirit woman. And that thought, and it comes in connection with that physical world, God's glory will be manifest. It will be manifest. And it's not rocket science. It's that spiritual world where the power is. And I'm telling you, the people that I mentioned, the Ford brothers, the Wright brothers, you know, the thoughts that entered into their minds, and then they pursued this, they made the sacrifices, and, you know, and they never gave it. So which means also they went back to the table and they were constantly in deep thought, meditation. I can imagine that they, when they lie down at night and they're thinking, they wake up in the middle of the night, there's a thought that operated from that spiritual realm within the physical realm and even outside of the spiritual realm, outside of the physical realm, to come together to put now that operation of the brain to now put it on paper. And I imagine they jump up in the middle of the night and it's like, oh my goodness, you know, car can have, it can be, have this design. It can have, you got to have brakes on, you got to have lights on it, headlights, taillights. You got to have protection for the passengers. And there it is. All of this stuff is coming together. And it might take days and months and years because you're still thinking about it. But what happens is you become excited. Why are you excited? Because now you're seeing your thought transfer from that spiritual realm within that physical realm back to the spiritual realm and become manifest. And that's what God gives us. That's what God gives us. It's a beautiful thing. Your thoughts are going to be powerful. Your thoughts can be very powerful. So be careful what you allow your thoughts to be. But I encourage you, feed your thoughts spiritually. Feed yourself spiritually and keep that going. Have joy in your life. And you know what? Do good. Pass a good word along to everybody that you come in contact with. Don't take on that negative energy into your spirit. Because when you begin to do that, then you're breaking down your spirit man. You're breaking down your spirit woman, which you're giving somebody else all of your power. I certainly hope that this program has been a blessing to you as much as it has been for me. And let me tell you something. Get started on your spiritual growth. Don't stay in the first grade for 20 years. No, you're doing yourself a disservice. Learn to grow spiritually. Start with right where you are. And we're going to pray this special prayer for you. Father, all those within the sound of my voice, I'm asking that you bless them beyond measure. Let them begin and start right now where they are to start taking time out to be and learn about their spiritual being. And Lord, help them that they will go into having good thoughts about the spiritual person that they are and help them to realize that you are bigger than it all. You're the creator. I trust that you all have enjoyed the show tonight. as much as I did, join us next Thursday for the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. It's all about relationships. If, of course, you choose to bypass next Thursday, join us back here live next Friday for your half-hour inspirational program. Until next Thursday or until next Friday, I say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God.